Blog Talk Radio.
Of them that hate me.
and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That was the second commandment. Let's read on to verse 3. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means that don't say the name of the Lord uselessly or carelessly, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. So don't take his name in vain. Our Father will not hold you guiltless in that. Let's go to the fourth commandment, which everyone seems to skip. Well, many people seem to skip. You're supposed to not skip this day. This was changed. Constantine did this. The fourth commandment. The fourth commandment says, remember the Sabbath day. What day did he say? He said the Sabbath day. What day is the Sabbath day? Oh, you sheep are so smart. Yes, it is. It's a Saturday. To keep it holy. You're supposed to keep it holy. The Sabbath day, the Saturday, like you said. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. Is he rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means holy. He made it holy. The Saturday is a holy day. And we call it, well, oh, you're so smart. Yes, you call it the Sabbath day. And you are to rest and worship the Lord. You're so smart. The fifth commandment. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You are to be faithful to your husband or your wife. Don't go looking for other mates. If you are married, you are not to commit adultery. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. You know, if our Father didn't leave these commandments for us, we would do some of everything. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. Why do you want to lie on your neighbor? Don't do that. You're not supposed to. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet. That means to be envious of your neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Don't be envious of your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. Well, an ass is a donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. You're not supposed to be jealous of anything of your neighbor's. Now, let's go into the book of Judges. I left off in, I left off in Judges chapter 5, verse 26. So turn there with me, please, and we will start reading there. Let me just go over a bit so you can sort of remember what I read to you last term. I talked about Deborah, or she is a prophetess. I call her Deborah, and I'm trying to learn how the other people call her. I hope it's correct. The word is Deborah. The other people say Deborah, but I'm going to say Deborah too. It's Deborah. She was a prophetess, and she was the wife of Lapidus, and she reigned in Israel for a time. So I want you all, sheep, to remember that. We are past Deborah, and that was a woman. She was a judge back in the days when the Lord allowed judges. Let us read on. We are in Judges chapter 5, verse 26. She put her hands to the nail and her right hand to the work of a hammer, a man's hammer. And with the hammer, she smote Sisera. She smote him off his head. When she had pierced and stricken through his temples. So, this lady, I think her name was Janelle, she smote Sisera, and that means she struck him in the head while he was sleeping, and pierced the nail in his temples. That's what she did. Verse 27, at her feet he bowed, he fell, he lay down. At her feet he bowed, he fell, where he bowed, where he fell dead. He fell down dead. The mother of Sisera looked out of the window and cried through the lattice. The lattice is where they were making like a yearning, a pillow or something. I forget what that was, lattice. That's where she was crocheting something. Why is it that chariots so long in coming? Why tarry? Why wait the wheels of his chariot? Her wise lady answered her, yea, she returned answer to herself, have they not speed? And speed is spoils. Have they not divided the prey to every man a damsel or two, to Sisera a prey of divide many different colors? It's divided different colors, a prey of different colors to needlework, to diverse colors, to needlework on both sides, meet for the next of them that take the spoils. Let all thy enemies perish, O Lord, let them that love him be as the sun when he goeth forth in his night, and the land had rest 40 years. Now that is the reading of Judges chapter 5. And You know that I'm trying to think of the lady's name. I think her name was Jamel. She pierced Sisera while he was asleep. She pierced him with a hammer and a nail. So I hope you understand that. If you don't, go back and read it for yourself. That's chapter 5 of the book of Judges. Before we move on, we want to learn and read everything that is in the Bible. And those books that are not of the Bible, so far I have read one, that there was one book that I have not known about that is of the Bible. So, and I think its name is Jasmine or Jezreel or whatever its name is. I will correct that when I go to buy the book. But once I finish reading this book, that will take about another year and a half. If the Lord lets us stay here that long, I will be reading this Bible, because my job was to feed his sheep. And the only way I thought that I should do that is to read the Bible in its entirety to you sheep, so that you will know just as much as I know. And I hope you will. Well, let me introduce myself. I forget to introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Friday evening to everyone that are believers, as well as those who are not believers. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. And I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And the Ten Commandments are found in two different places in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 7 through 21, as well as in Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. Read it for yourself, as I have read it to you. Again, you'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. And of course, you know that I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and Sabbath is observed through, that's my computer letting me know that whatever strange is happening to my computer. I will look for it later. I will look after it later. But right now, my attention is on what is read, what is, I have to read the Bible to you all. And that's what I plan to do. I ask that you have your three P's ready and handy. And you ask me, what are the three P's? And I tell you, they are your pen, paper, and pencil. You are to have those ready so that you can jot down any scriptures that I may give reference to. I know that there are technological gadgets that are in use these days, and of course I do not use these technological gadgets. I just barely can remember notebooks and pads, notepads, I suppose, whatever they use. Now, let us continue reading Judges chapter 6. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. Well, now, this is the third time after after Jacob passed and the other elders passed. Let me read it, verse 1 again. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midian 7 years. And the hand of the Midianites prevailed against them. And because the Midianites and the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. So it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against him. Now, I know that I'm thinking that they should have killed them all, like our father had told them to do. But instead, they wanted to live with them. And you see what is happening to them? The different people, the Midianites and the Amalekites, and who else is coming in, they'll take what they want, what they ask for. They will come up against them. Verse 4, and they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou came unto Gaza and left no substance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox or ass. And of course, you know, an ass is a donkey. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. But both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. That's sort of like what's going on with the earth these days. Some nations want to join together with other nations to cut down on pollution. But our nation, well, the nation that I am in the United States of America, withdrew from that Peace Corps. So America, they want to destroy the land. That's the way I see it. Now, you may not, and I'm supposed to read the Bible to you and not anything else, not to share my opinion to you or anything like that. So let us get back to reading what is in the Bible. We are in chapter 6 of Judges, verse 5, where they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers, multitude, but both they and their camels were without number. Well, they were a large group of people, and they entered into the land to destroy them. And they were greatly impoverished because the Midianites and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Let me read verse 6 again. And the Israelites and Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. And see, our father, what he did was he got tired of saving the children of Israel from those who would come against them, because they were always doing evil. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites. That the Lord sent a prophet unto them, unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus said the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel out of the Lord and sat under an oak tree which was in Ophrah, and pertained to Joash the Abizanite, and that's spelled Abizrite, the son of Gideon, threshed wheat by the winepress to hide from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said to him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Well, he's strong, and he has he's a mighty man of valor. He is courageous, that's what he's strong. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if thou be with us, then why is it that this befall upon us, and where be all this miracles which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And he said unto him, now, if I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou takest with me. Depart from this, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring my present and set it before you. And the Lord said, I will wait until you come again. And Gideon went in and made ready a kid and unleavened cakes of an ephah of flour. Now, an ephah is about a bushel of flour, and flesh he put in a basket, and he put broth in the pot and brought it out unto him under the oak tree and presented it. And the angel of God said unto him, Take the flesh and the unleavened cakes and lay them upon the rock and pour out the broth. And he did so. Then the angel said of the Lord, Then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and the unleavened cake, and there rose up fire out of the rocks and consumed the flesh and the unleavened cakes. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for be it cause I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the angel, verse 23, and the Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord, and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it is yet in the Ophrah of the Mizrahite. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father has, and cut down the grove that is Moriah, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon it of this rock in the order place, and take the second block and offer a burnt offering with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had said unto him, and so it was, because he feared his father's threshold and the men of the city that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was beside it, and the second block was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, Who has done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, thy son of Joash, has done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, bring out thy son, that he may die, because he has cast down the altar of Baal. You know, Baal is the Satan's altar. That's the devil's altar. And because he has cast down the groves that was by it. And Joab said unto all that stood against him, will you plead for Baal? Will you save him? He said, will you plead for him? Let him be put to death while it is yet morning. If he be of God, let him plead for himself, because one has cast down the altar. Therefore, on that day, he called him Jerubbaal, saying, let Baal plead against him, because he has thrown down his altar. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. It's spelled J-E-Z-R-E-E-L, Jezreel. But the Spirit of the Lord come upon Gideon, and he fell, blow a trumpet, and Abiezer, A-B-I-E-D-E-R, was gathered together after him. And he went, and he sent messengers throughout all Messiah, all Manasseh, who was gathered after him. And he sent servants unto Asher, and unto Zebulun, and unto Naphtali, and they came up to meet them. And Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, and if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt serve Israel by my hand, that thou wilt save Israel by my hand. Thou hast said, and it was so. For he rose early tomorrow and thrust the fleece together and wringed a dew, out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. Excuse me, see if I had to touch. And Gideon said unto God, let not thy anger be hot against me, and I will speak but this once. Let me prove, I pray thee, but this once will the fleece, let it now be dry upon the fleece and upon all the ground, that there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. That is the reading of chapter 6. I will insist to read chapter 7 for the next time that I meet. I will meet you this coming Tuesday at 10:30 to read chapter 7. And if you get a chance, read chapter 8 as well. And we'll try to get finished with the book of Judges as fast as we can. Now, let us have a closing prayer and go back over chapter 5 and chapter 6 so you will know what has been read to you. In case our Father comes back for you tonight, or any time that he comes back, you can tell him what you have read. And try to remember. I know a lot of this I will not remember, although I will try to remember. Let's have a closing word of prayer before I play my song that goes off the air. Father in heaven, we thank you for your protection day in and day out. Thank you for protecting us from this evil one and his hates. Thank you for feeding us and providing us with money, as in Proverbs chapter, it's chapter 22. Oh my Lord, I know it. I was just looking at it. I asked you to provide us with money that we all need. Well, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22, where you, the wealth of the sinners, are laid up for the righteous. But Father God, I wish that you would give me wealth and the rest of your sheep. Give us all wealth because we need it. As in the James chapter 4, verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will see you all, or I will talk with you all this coming Tuesday. I'm going to pay myself. Oh, I meant to ask you, Steve, to purchase this album. I will put it on iTunes, Apple Play, and Google Play. Who is that talking behind me?
Father,
you are so rude. Father, stop those people.
Help your children.
That is talking while I am talking.
And don't let them fall.
You cannot be talking. I should
by the side of the road.
Go and purchase this song. I am
Jesus.
From Google Play. I tell you.
Love one another, that heaven might find
yes,
a place
I do not like
in their heart. Jesus is love.
They are very rude. They don't believe in this Bible work as
he
I
won't let you down.
Yes,
and I know. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.